Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. Today I'm talking to Blaine Penny, a multi-talented man who seems to turn everything into an opportunity to strive for something better. He's using his gifts and drive as an endurance runner and his position as president and CEO of Mito Canada Foundation to inspire others to help increase awareness of mitochondrial disease and raise funds for research. Earlier this year, Blaine and 9 other Team Mito Canada members made it into the Guinness Book of World Records by running the fastest linked marathon. And last weekend, Blaine attempted a second entry into the Guinness Book by completing the running leg of Challenge Penticton, an iron distance relay triathlon. Blaine, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. I'm honored to be here.
Well, you do so much that it's hard to know where to start. Can you offer a bit of background on why you founded Mito Canada and how Team Mito Canada works?
Yeah, so going back about 5.5 years, my son became ill with a disease that was originally diagnosed as a neurological disease, but over the course of a year and a lot of intrusive testing, we found out that my son has mitochondrial disease. And at the time, there was no organization in Canada, so we got together with some other parents and families and people across Canada, and we founded Mito Canada about 3.5 to 4 years ago. So yeah, that's the inspiration behind Mito Canada, and Team Mito Canada itself has been, given the fact that I've got a background in sport and a lot of my friends, we found that was a good way to raise awareness and to fundraise for Mito Canada, and it's been really successful to date.
Well, one of your most successful attempts, obviously, was when you guys made it into the Guinness Book of World Records. What was it like to cross that finish line? It was the Calgary Marathon this May. I mean, you knew you'd set the record for the fastest linked marathon. How did that feel?
It was very emotional. It's one of those things that it all happened pretty fast. We didn't have a lot of time to prepare for it. And actually, the day of the race was the first time that we had all 10 of us had actually been together linked together for the first time. So we felt like we're just kind of pulling together in one way sort of last minute. And as we were running, you know, we had a game plan, and I think it was a good game plan. Pacing is pretty key, and being aware of all your team members when you're linked together, because you're only as fast as your slowest person. So it truly was teamwork. And you know, it's pretty neat. With about 2 kilometers to go, I was actually overwhelmed with emotion and began hyperventilating, because, you know, when you think of, you know, big goals and actually achieving something, sometimes it's, yeah, you don't really realize it while you're doing it, but then when it does hit you, it can be very overwhelming. But yeah, I remember, yeah, just trying to keep it together, to be honest, in the last couple of kilometers and as we crossed the line. But it was incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it must have brought a lot of attention to Mito Canada.
It blew my mind, actually. I thought it'd get a bit of interest. And the main driver behind, you know, the Guinness attempt all sort of evolved from, I guess, our goal of raising awareness at the Calgary Marathon. And last year, or sorry, in 2012 was the first time that we registered as an official charity as part of the charity challenge in the Calgary Marathon. And we had well over 100 runners out wearing Mito Canada t-shirts, raising awareness for us, and we raised about $25,000. And, you know, in terms of bang for our buck, it was tremendous value in awareness and fundraising for little effort. So we thought, what a great venue for awareness. So we applied to be one of the official charities and became an official charity in 2013. So that's why we got creative with the Guinness World Record to step it up a notch.
Yeah. Wow. I don't think too many people would be calling world record marathon time a little effort, but maybe for you. So speaking of that, I want to talk about Challenge Penticton. So you ran a 2:43 marathon as part of that relay, and you only had a week's notice, and it was only 2 weeks after you completed a 50K trail run. So how did you do that?
Oh, yeah, it was tough. It's one of the toughest marathons I've ever run, to be honest. Yeah, and unfortunately, the runner that we had about a week before had to drop out due to contractual obligations with one of his sponsors. Jordan Bryden, who was pulling together our team here, sent out a desperate email looking for a runner who could run a 2:40 marathon on week's notice. And you know, a bunch of our friends are certainly capable of doing that, but are also committed to other races, and the timing just didn't work out for short notice. And so after a quick discussion with Sarah, my wife, we looked at our schedule and to see if we could make it work. And I thought, why not? Let's give it a go. And I thought it'd be pretty neat to be part of that.
Yeah, it's amazing. And so the goal to get into the Guinness Book would have been a sub 8 hour, you know, race. And you guys did it in 8:22. And I just want to read something that you wrote about it. You said, winning is not about crossing the line first, personal bests, or always achieving your goals. It's about putting yourself out there and trying something you think is impossible, competing for something that's bigger than you as an individual. It's about the journey and the training and giving it all you have on that day. Can you, I mean, that's a beautiful sentiment. Can you speak a bit more about what that means to you, about that race specifically, and also about your life with Evan, with Mito Canada?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, when I started my run on Sunday, I knew that we weren't going to get the record. We had lost enough time. I knew what I was capable of running, and I knew I couldn't run I think it was a 2:21 marathon I needed to run to do that. So I knew that wasn't going to happen. So, you know, I had a full marathon to think about what this actually meant on the day and what it meant in the big picture. And I think a lot of people look at, oh, you're chasing a world record and you missed, you failed. And the word failed, I don't like the word failed. I think the word failed, to me, failing to me means, learning from experience and not repeating mistakes. And, but for me that day, I just thought about how successful, that event was in terms of raising awareness. And the whole goal of what we're doing was around raising awareness for mitochondrial disease. And so we achieved that goal. And on the day, if we got the record, it was the icing on the cake. So for me, it was just, I spent a marathon reflecting on what it meant to really to put yourself out there. I mean, it does take a lot to say, hey, you know, we're going to attempt a world record. You do get the spotlight on you and a lot of interest around that. And of course, everybody wants to see you, win and get that record. But for us, I think it goes to show as well that how difficult it is to even as a relay team to do 8 hours in an iron distance race. So, so to me, it at the end of the day, it was about raising that awareness and not being afraid to put yourself out there and to suffer.
Well, speaking of that and that mindset, I mean, you just seem to have an endless supply of energy and positivity. And I'm just wondering, a lot of people struggle to fit in even a half-hour workout around a regular workday, but you're training for marathons, ultra-marathons, many of which you end up winning, and you've also got a job as CEO of the engineering company Integrated Sustainability. You do a ton of volunteer work for Mito Canada, not to mention everything you do with Evan and the rest of your family. So how are you able to fit training in?
It comes around priorities and, I guess, organization and lifestyle. Like, I really... For our family, we just make fitting fitness in as a priority. It's like going to work. It's something that's really, really important to us. I mean, we're reminded constantly that how important health is to us.
And speaking of your family, how is Evan doing these days?
He's actually been really well. He just had double hip surgery back in April, which was a long haul for recovery. He was in the hospital for over 12 weeks, but he came home in early to mid-July, and he's been a lot happier, and his quality of life has improved. His hips are much more comfortable, his sitting position is better, and overall, he's happier.
That's fantastic. Are there any new developments you can speak to with Mito Canada and research into the disease as far as progress is going?
Yeah, this is really neat research being done right now at the University of Calgary, looking at stem cells and how healthy stem cells can maybe influence and impact unhealthy mitochondria in our cells. So it's a really interesting project that's being undertaken by Dr. Jane Shearer right now that we're excited to see those results.
And so to learn more, people can go to mitocanada.org. Is that the right address?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the time, and I wish you all the best with all your efforts with Evan and the rest of your family. I think you're just an incredible person, Blaine.
Thanks so much, Amanda.
Have a great day.